Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby.
This is the day that God made. I am holding my 14th grandchild, Zavi, born literally 25 years ago, to my daughter, Dr. Jen, and her awesome, awesome husband, Scott.
We just had our 12th grandchild a couple of days ago. It got me reflecting on the blessings that I've had in my life, meeting my late mentor, Dr. Robert Mendelson. That was back in 1970. So I've had the privilege, before my 6 children and 12 grandchildren were born, of knowing from maybe the most brilliant person I've ever in medicine encountered that vaccines are dangerous.
That is the voice of Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, who last appeared on this program, the Robert Scott Bell Show, back in May at Autism One. And I'm sad to report, those of you who know already, he's passed from this earth plane, this earthly plane, and gone on to a better place. And God bless you, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. I am honored and humbled to have called you friend in this lifetime. And I appreciate so much your spirit, your tenacity, your vigilance in protecting children, and standing up for what is right and true, even when it's inconvenient, as a medical physician, as a physician that you were, and a lawyer as well. And he's passed from this earth, and we got word on that yesterday. They had a service today. May the blessings be. A little bit of a somber start to the Robert Scott Bell Show today, but I am joyful in knowing that he's fine. He's great. In fact, heaven is even brighter because of him. And if it's possible, if there are anybody with ailments or illnesses, he's helping them right now there, wherever in that regard, because that's the way he lived his life. What a bright light no longer with us, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. Thank you, and love and condolences and heartfelt thank you to all of your family. Who appreciated you as well, I know, as much in many cases, more even than any of us could, knowing him for as long as we did out here. 866-939-2355, as we start the pre-Christmas Eve edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Happy Hanukkah out there as well. If you have a story, if you want to share of your interaction with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, we will open the phone lines for you the next couple of hours, no matter what we're doing. If it's Dr. Eisenstein on your mind, your heart, you want to say something, 866-939-2355. He mentioned his mentor, Dr. Mendelson, and you know, how he had acknowledged that vaccines were always dangerous. There was no maybe about it, and it really guided him, and he stayed true to those principles despite attacks. And he had so many families that he took care of, so many children that he took care of, all healthy, no autism in his practice. Do you wonder why? Maybe it could have something to do with his children were not vaccinated, not assaulted by the vaccine industrial complex.
Again, God bless you, Mayor Eisenstein. So appreciate you. We get some more words from Dr. Eisenstein talking about his mentor, Dr. Mendelsohn, here that I'd like to play. And we have some clips from him that we'll pepper the show with today as we can. Give a listen to Dr. Eisenstein talking about Dr. Mendelsohn.
He made the statement in 1973, all vaccines cause neurological damage. And that was years before the autism problem, the ADD, the ADHD. It wasn't even on the radar at that point. But he already saw that. And he said, you may not even notice it, but every vaccine causes neurological damage somewhere, someplace.
Yeah. That was, he was sitting right across from me at Autism One in May of 2014. And he lit up when he talked about Dr. Mendelsohn and what he had found. In fact, anything we talked about, he lit up. He was so happy to be able to communicate with people. He was such a warm, loving man. And, you know, I'll have to ask, I know Super Don's out there working on some audio clips as we speak.
Oh, I'm here.
You're here.
I'm
okay.
Here.
Yeah,
and you're right.
You were with us at Autism One this past year. You got to meet him firsthand and see him.
I did. It was the first time I met him, and he was just a happy guy. I mean, he was all smiles, and he was just enthusiastic. And just sitting next to him as we were talking to him, you felt good being around him. He just emanated happiness and positivity, you know, positive vibes. It was really cool.
And, you know, it's not every day you get to see, because we do a lot of interviews mostly remotely by phone or Skype or different things. And it's not every day you get to meet the guests in person. Of course, many of them I have befriended over the years and I have interacted with. And in that moment at Autism One, obviously, we were all there. And it was so great, Super Don, that you were there to meet him, to acknowledge and know, you know, the presence that this man had. And also as you watched people interact with him, how much they loved him. You know, they would smile. He approached and you were just happy to see him. And we have another clip here from that interview in May that just, you know, we just had such a cool time together. We didn't want it to end, but we all have to do so many things. And it just makes me smile even now, you know, even though my heart is heavy that he's not here with us, I'm not worried for him, only for, you know, if you can say that for his family and those he left behind. But the legacy that he leaves is quite extraordinary. And we will endeavor to continue that legacy in protecting kids really legitimately. And by the way, pound out the hashtag CDC whistleblower on Twitter. Anything you do tonight, because I know that's what he would want to see happen, to keep that thing going, knowing Dr. Eisenstein as I did. So do I need to set this clip up, Super Don? This is the one I think it is?
This was the Vulcan mind meld going on with you and Mayor Eisenstein.
Mm-hmm. You'll hear it, and again, it makes me smile just thinking about it. Get ready. Here comes Dr. Eisenstein right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for May at Autism One of this year.
I always tell people, if you believe in the germ theory, geez, let's do an experiment. Let's take 10 of the healthiest people around, line them up, and take the sickest person you know, cough, runny nose, bronchitis, pneumonia, and have them cough for 5 minutes in each person. At the end of the day, will all 10 get sick? No. Some will, some won't. How's that possible? All of them clearly have the virus or bacteria
that contracted.
Right. No question about it. And everyone will give you the same answer. Well, they have stronger immune system. Hello.
See how we think alike?
Yeah.
Hello. That was one of those great moments, Don. I just remember it to this moment. We were like looking at each other eye to eye. He's going through this thing, blasting the germ theory, explaining exactly what we do here and how that isn't the way disease happened. And there was that moment where we just went, hello.
Hello.
I know. And it was like, you know, brothers from another mother at that moment. It just, like I said, it makes me smile and tear up all at the same time. One of the joys you get when you find people that are aligned with you and your mission and they're on that same wavelength and they're all about empowering you, not taking the power from you. I mean, he was a brilliant man, a very smart man. He could have looked down on people with the level of intelligence he carried with him, but he was not that way. He was heart-centered. He was a healer. And again, he continues that tradition. I am certain of that on another place, on another plane. And again, grateful, extraordinarily grateful to have known him. He was also a fellow radio host here on Natural News Radio with his show, Know Your Rights. And of course, you know, the things that he's done will continue to live on here and in other places around the world, the goodness that, he spread. So thank you, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. Thank you to all who, know him. To spread the gratitude as well and keep that message and that mission going and continuing. And as I said, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the next couple of hours, live on the air through our syndicator GCN and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. If you'd like to be part of the show and chime in, for those of you listening live, if you have a story or just you want to express your gratitude, you can call in, 866-939-2355. Thank you again, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. Now, the healing continues here. We are the ones left to continue this passion, this mission, and really continue to speak the truth, reveal the facts in light of those who would lie to us, would lie to you on the health and healing front. You know, particularly the alphabet soup type agencies like the CDC, like the FDA, or private trade group or organizations like the AMA, or the AAP, the Association for, the American Academy of Pediatrics, who tell you that vaccines are the best thing ever and injecting toxic poisons into children, oh, sure, there's a risk, but it's really small. Tell that to all of the moms out there, the dads out there that have children who have been harmed by these toxin injections. How small was that risk? It's 100% when it happens to your child. We've got the World Health Organization, FDA, CDC, I mean, all of these groups allied against your right to say no to vaccines. Mayor Eisenstein stood strong, as will we, as I expect that you will do, knowing what you know, longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is not a legitimate thing to experiment on babies and children with toxic poisons under the guise of protecting them. That is not right. That is evil. And even if you could try to lay claim that you've eradicated one disease or one manifestation of a disease, that is not worth the risk to those children who have lost their lives. And it also disavows any knowledge of the fact that when you inject toxic poisons, even if you can suppress the expression of any given disease that you may care to name, you have created 10 others by the process of not allowing the immune system to naturally interact and strengthen itself and help that little developing child grow into a strong, healthy adult without chronic immune disability and dysregulation and allergies and autoimmunity. What are we standing for? The right to self-determination, the right to health freedom, the right to healing liberty. God bless you, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. We will continue, and we will not forget you. Not a chance. Love and heartfelt gratitude. Thank you all for being here. RobertScottBell.com is the website. You can check it out. We've got some really cool stuff we're going to do today, including our good buddy Paul Barricaro and Tyler LeBaron, a molecular hydrogen research scientist for the first time ever. We're going to do some serious healing. Get ready. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
By the way, you notice we played Joe Cocker as well. Super Don, of course, Joe Cocker passed from this earthly plane. It's just, he seems to be coming in, as they say, in droves when it happens. Very talented musician, of course, and I appreciate you putting that along with the words of Dr. Mayer Eisenstein to open the show. Also, we lost recently Dr. Hal Huggins, if you remember that. So it's a season of transition. You know that on the way out. And then, of course, the light starts coming back through after the solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. So we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Now, we continue on with our stories. And by the way, we've got some more audio clips we'll play in a little while, hopefully uplifting for you. Statin drugs, heart disease, more lies from the medical profession. But here's the truth that got away from them. And it was revealed on, guess what, Fox News by the Associated Press. Headline: do heart patients fare better when the doctor is away? Why, yes. Yes, they do.
Is this a trick question?
It wasn't a trick. It was actually a great question, and they answered it. And, of course, as they opened this article, they say doctors joke that if you're going to have a heart attack, the best place would be at a big national gathering of heart specialists. Well, maybe not. Turns out that when all of those big-named heart specialists are away at their conferences, particularly in these teaching hospitals where they're not as schooled and skilled at high-level interventions, the mortality rate declines significantly. In other words, those with serious heart disease, heart attack, stroke, whatever they're in for, their death rates kind of plummet when those experts are gone.
That's pretty embarrassing to be a doctor and have that kind of a statistic come out, isn't it?
No, well, yeah, I guess it is, but I mean, if you understand how to read this correctly, you know that what I say is true, once again, that the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good comprehensive medical insurance. Now, you combine that with the time that those doctors are present, you're going to be invaded. When they're not there, you're protected a little bit, even with good medical insurance, because the other doctor underlings, thankfully, are not as quick with the trigger finger to go in and do these invasive therapies that are more likely to cause you harm than help you. Right? And they actually sort of come to this conclusion. In the article, they say it might be that the doctors who don't attend the meetings are less inclined to try the most invasive treatments, and that a less intensive approach is better for the sickest patients. Well, there's your moment of duh. We've been saying that for how many years? This is really incredible. 30-day death rates for meeting day versus non-meeting day patients were 60% versus 70% for cardiac arrests, right? So 10% fewer deaths when the big-name doctors are not there. Heart failure patients, 18% mortality versus 25% mortality when they're there. So, you're talking 7% more likelihood you're going to survive when those doctors, those high-level doctors, are on their junket, so to speak. Which goes right along with the hospitals going on strike, and suddenly the death rate of any given area that this happens in plummets.
It's like, hey, the nurses are on strike. Quick, go to the hospital. Go to the hospital.
Right, exactly.
Let's have
that surgery time.
Now.
Or don't. I mean, the point is they may not do it at that point. And then there's another story here. Is this true? More statin drugs than ever before? More than ever, ever, ever?
Unfortunately, we talked about this yesterday, and then lo and behold, here comes the article today.
They're following up, right? What did we say, 1 billion? I mean, this is what we were reporting based on the news.
Worldwide,
1 billion worldwide. So it's about 1/7 of the global population on statin drugs. That is a shocking, scary fact, if that is indeed the case. Because that means, at any given time, 15%, I believe, approximately, of the American species, much less the global world species. I don't know how it is in certain countries. They didn't break it down. But I'll hazard a guess the vast majority of them are in the highly developed Western cultures where statin drugs have become ubiquitous as coenzyme Q10 is not, as they deplete coenzyme Q10 from your body. This is an incredible, incredible revelation today. And we've got a lot more from healthfinder.gov to reveal to you, including more about excess weight gain. Has it anything to do with your immune system? Also, could having a little extra weight be beneficial in heart failure patients? Very interesting, counterintuitive things we're going to reveal today. What about fast food? Does it make your kids smarter or not so smart? Right? And how much eggnog is too much eggnog? We got that. We got Paul Barichero. We're going to talk the miracles of water. And we've got a molecular hydrogen scientist joining us for the first time next hour. It's going to be totally cool. Again, dedicated to Dr. Mayer Eisenstein today. Call us now, 866-939-2355. Back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barichero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Another quick clip here from Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, keeping his spirit alive here as we dedicate today's show to Dr. Eisenstein. Give a listen.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. All vaccines cause neurological damage. Vaccines cause neurological damage. All vaccines cause neurological damage.
I had to kind of triple up on that one. That's the tenacity,
is there
the strength,
wrong with this?
And the straightforwardness of Dr. Meir Eisenstein, why we love and appreciate him so much, and how many lives has he saved because of his willingness as a physician and a lawyer to speak out, right? And I know it's not like we want to go in and force people to believe what we believe. That's not our method. That's not our mission. Our mission is to inspire, to teach through our experience, to teach through our living examples, not to beat people over the heads, although the irony is those on the vaccine promotion front would want to forcefully use the government gun to make sure that you don't know you can say no to vaccines. All right, 866-939-2355. We've got some more stories, some related to heart disease, some related to the immune system, some related to both. In fact, this story is rather interesting as it relates to both. The immune system may play a role in obesity. Isn't that interesting? Wait a second. I thought the immune system was only about protecting you from getting sick. How does it have anything to do with being fat, for instance, being obese? Here's a study, and again, coming out of Health Day News at healthfinder.gov, certain cells less common in belly fat of overweight compared to thinner people, according to this study. Now, they're talking about immune cells, and this was a mouse study, that are present in belly fat, right, of obese adults versus whatever little belly fat there may be in those who are not obese. And they found that this ILC2, or ILC2s, seem to spur the development of what they call beige fat cells, which boost the body's calorie burning. And it appears that these ILC2 cells don't work properly in obesity. This is according to senior researcher David Artis, professor of immunology at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City. They acknowledge they don't know why this is happening. It's not clear. They, of course, want more money to study it. We've got to figure this out. But there's an interesting statement here, and it uses the word adapt, A-D-A-P-T, adaptation, and Hanselye, the adaptation syndrome. We've talked about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years. Here's this artist guy. He says, you can imagine it basically telling the fat tissue, we're going to be malnourished for a while, let's adapt. This concept of adaptation, right? If somehow your cells are smart and they know, hey, we've got to reserve our stores of extra calories or whatever we're going to need later, let's pack on the pounds for the famine that's upcoming. I find that interesting that they're acknowledging that. Although I tend to look at this a little differently in today's fat, because today's fat is not the same as yesterday's fat. What do I mean by that? Isn't fat the same as fat the same as fat? No. Unless you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know that there's a lot of different kinds of fat. And the kind of fat I'm talking about is toxic belly fat. Why is it that in some you have an adaptation toward obesity, even in some who say, I'm not eating to excess, I'm trying to exercise, I can't get rid of the weight, right? We come back to endocrine function. We come back to the fat axis, which is the PHAT, pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenal, and thyroid function or dysfunction. What's going on there? How does it relate to the immune system? Where's the seat of the immune system? Oh, yeah, the gut, 70% of your immune system. And now we have some kind of corruption causing you not to burn fat. What else might be going on there? This is the pop quiz moment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where I put Super Don on the clock. What else might be going on as to why the body's immune system is signaling these fat cells not to burn up, not to relinquish what they're holding on to? Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. What could be hiding in the fat cell of a modern-day obese person?
I would say something not good.
Something you got that, right? How about start with the word, the letter T? T.
T?
Yeah, the letter T. Alex, give me a T. No, who does that song? That's Wheel of Fortune, whoever that was.
Toxins?
Toxins! Ding, 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 ding! Yay! Super Don.
You win a brand new car!
I knew you would come through for me. I knew it. They're not acknowledging this. But what I see happening here is what I've witnessed over many years, decades now, working with folks who are obese. that their body is smart. In those certain body types, they retain the fat to dilute the toxic burden, to hide the toxic burden, to protect the vital functions, the vital organs, the systems that would be impacted severely with great detriment if those toxins were somehow relinquished. But there's no discussion of that in this article. Even though it sort of makes hint at this idea of adaptation, they only use the adaptation in the ancient context or sense was that when we were starving, going through famines, the body would alter metabolism to somehow retain what you could give it. I don't even know if that's exactly the way it happens, but I will tell you what I witnessed in terms of the toxic fat that we see in today's obesity. It is a protective mechanism. And I'm not only going to limit myself to protection from physical toxins, but also from emotional toxins. Right? You got a gut feeling? Got a bad feeling about this, right? That fear, the abuse, something that has happened in your life can set you up for obesity simply to protect you from the outside world. You pack on those pounds because of abuse, emotional or otherwise. So it's very complex. I agree with them when they say metabolism and weight control are very complex. And there's not a magic bullet, but if there is one, it would be A, coffee enema. Thank you, Superdome. B, it would be other things to support the detoxification pathways of the body. And C, again, not necessarily in that order, would be cleaning up what goes into your body to stop putting the toxins in. I can't say it any more clearly than that. If you've got a New Year's resolution to lose weight, it's not to lose weight, it's to lose toxins. That's where we want to focus. Then you will achieve your goals and you will keep it off. You will be whatever your body type is supposed to be. And of course, if there are emotional toxins as well, we don't want to discount that. That's the reality of what we talk about here. Healing on all levels, not just physical, but emotional, mental, spiritual, economic, and political. All of the above. All right, let's see. We got a couple other stories. Do I still have time to do this? This is great. I love these long segments. Sometimes I can get more deep into these subjects, right?
It's
and I hope I'm making sense.
Fire segment.
You know, there was the stinger thing that used to have making, you know, sense out of medical propaganda. I don't know that that study was medical propaganda. I sense that they were really trying to figure stuff out, but they don't go where we go because they don't have the training to go, or maybe the lack of training to not know something, right? You know, some people make the biggest leaps because they're not formally trained to be limited, to be put on with scientific horse blinders. And then suddenly you can observe nature without the bias of the pharmaceutical industrial complex breathing down your neck. Here's a moment of doubt. Fast food, I'm not going to play the song, fast food may lead to lower school results for U.S. kids. Superdome, were we at all ever under the impression that fast food was going to raise the IQ of children? Was that something we had a misunderstanding about?
I had no idea of it. Oh, wait a minute. This just in.
Yes.
Sticking your finger in an electrical outlet will straighten your hair.
Does that really work? I wonder. That's always been a Three Stooges scenario.
The Three Stooges worked for them.
It did, they're positing that the results of lower IQ may be because of the lower levels of nutrients in fast foods. You think? I mean, you know, bring back Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. He got this. He knows this. He's laughing on the other side with all of the absurdities of the things that he saw through before he had passed from this earthly plane. Let's see. We got immune system. We got excess. Ooh, this one's interesting. Excess weight gain or weight may help heart failure patients. This is another paradoxical finding. The finding suggests that fat is actually protective. But the docs don't want you to use that as an excuse to overeat, right?
You know, it's interesting how we've seen these things coming out in the news that are they're like they say here, a paradox.
Yeah.
If you go with what it is that you have been told for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mind bender. Really is.
Could it be that fat is good for you, that fat is not the cause of your disease? Once again, you know, it's the toxins. We come back to that. Have you ever met a person that is overweight that's actually healthy? We've covered stories like that are also paradoxical. Sometimes certain people that are overweight, they live longer, they're healthier, all their biomarkers are just fine, right? It's not as simple as saying you're a fatty, you're not healthy. It's questionable, you know, until you recognize or acknowledge the role of toxic fat and toxic food in the manifestation of obesity or being overweight. Some people just like to eat, okay? I like to eat. You can't tell by looking at me, but pretty much been eating clean food for a long time. But everybody's body type is different. It'll tend to gravitate towards, retaining fat around the middle for some, and that can be a problem, especially when it's toxic heavy metal fat, containing fat. But fat itself may be protective, according to Dr. Greg Fonero, a professor of cardiology at the University of California, Los Angeles. Fat can be protective. I mean, this is a bizarre thing they're having to acknowledge. I hear Jerry Doyle going, Robert, you were right again.
Yeah.
Right? Am I saying everybody dive into a vat of hydrogenated trans fats? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But there are certain key nutrients. There are certain key fats, for instance, the precursor to estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone contained within the fat cells. Your endocrine system depends on having adequate fat, and maybe it is a modulation more available to someone with a little excess fat, hopefully non-toxic fat, to be healthier and younger despite having, the heart attack. And I want to tell you this, too. A heart attack is it's a different kind of chronic disease. Because it's not the same as cancer. You know, people die of cancer all the time. If they eat, they're being eaten alive. In heart disease, they could have lived 100 more years, but they died of an accident. You understand? A blockage. Boom, you're out of here, right? But they could have lived. Their adrenals were strong. Their other systems were fine. Their organs were functioning. But it was an accident that killed them. I say that, an accident. You understand the terminology, I hope. Anyway, if you have any questions or comments, we're acknowledging and dedicating today's show to Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. If you'd like to celebrate, raise a glass of organic, non-pasteurized eggnog. Not that you can find that anywhere. Maybe you can make some. But how much is too much? We're about to find out after this. Stick around.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Vetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, acknowledging the passing of our good friend Dr. Mayor Eisenstein today, dedicating the show to him. Great quote just saw on the social network by our good friend Dr. Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, author of The Nature of Healing. She put a Robert Mendelsohn quote up there. Listen to this one, Super Don. Mm-hmm. Doctors in general should be treated with about the same degree of trust as used car salesmen.
Oof.
Yeah, that's from MD, Dr. Mendelsohn, right? I wonder why you had Dr. Eisenstein being so straightforward with about the things. His inspiration was as straightforward as any doctor.
I guess,
ever
yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
That's classic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, speaking of the dangers of doctors in collusion with Child Protective Services and the courts and stealing children and kidnapping them, of course, Molly and Michael, we talked to them yesterday, another kidnap story out of South Dakota. Super Don, has CPS gotten back to you? They promised they would get right back to you. Have you heard anything more? What's going on out there?
Not a peep. And I actually spent some time talking with Molly this afternoon. And you know, I've taken a personal interest in this. I'm drawing a parallel between Molly, her age, her, you know, child, my daughter, same age, just had a child. And I cannot imagine having to go through that. So talked to her today. Not a whole lot has developed. I mean, we're going right into the holiday season. I mean, you know, this is where the news cycle is going to go flat and everybody's going to be gone. So it's unfortunate. Not a whole lot we're going to be able to do over the next, you know, couple, 3 days. But
right.
She did get in the mail today notice that her first court date, where she gets to actually go to court and find out why in the world did you do this, mm-hmm. Was supposed to be 30 days from the time that they took the kids. But it looks like it's going 60 days, which, you know, come on, can we, you know, add insult to injury here? She's got to wait another 30 days before she has a chance to even face her accuser. So,
right. Did they find a lawyer yet?
No, still working on that. But, you know, there are attorneys out there that, you know, if they see a case that they believe in, they become, you know, they're passionate about, you know, they will do it on a pro bono basis.
Help these folks out. I mean, that's the reason the courts are playing with it. You know, they always attack young people that have no means or little to no means because they know that you know, what are you going to do? You're going to go in and the judge is going to listen to you? No, they want you to hire an attorney, and they know you can't.
Right.
And so that game is rigged against you. Again, don't enter into their jurisdiction if you can help it, and you can. But we've got a lot of teaching and learning to do in this country because we've had decades of indoctrination through government public school systems that have made you subject, and that your normal status is subject to the jurisdiction, right? Where that is not your normal status if you understood. And I say that funny enough because understood, it means to stand under. But if you really acknowledged your birthright and the American, you know, national or the sovereign, it's with the people, not the judiciary, not the bureaucracy. But we've gone far from that. Now we're chugging eggnog just to win $50 gift cards to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Not you and me, Super Don, but a Utah man was just hospitalized after winning an eggnog chugging contest. How bright do you have to be?
Holiday party.
Yeah. How bright do you have to be? Who wants to win this steak from Ruth's Chris?
Can you imagine a quart of eggnog in 12 seconds?
Wow.
Dude,
you're going to explode your stomach. You know, we talk about even water. People can drink too much water and get into trouble. But this is the thing, and I love the technology, you know, that we talk about with Paul Berchero on the ecosystem. That's why we've got Tyler LeBaron finally coming on. He's a research scientist, you know, in molecular hydrogen. And we're going to explain to you how, you know, the certain alterations of water make it much more than just water. It is water, but it's doing extraordinary things, including the ability to bypass your stomach very quickly and enter into where it needs to go. That's not going to happen with eggnog.
Apparently, I mean, this guy was really in a bad way. I mean, 2 hours after he chugged this quart of eggnog, in 12 seconds, he was laying on his couch, shaking uncontrollably, and having fevers and panting and all this stuff.
Right.
And the doctor says that perhaps the eggnog, which, to his credit, was booze-free, may have crept into his windpipe, triggering pneumonia. So that's one of the things that they speculated.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a break in just a moment. I'm going to hear from Dr. Mayor Eisenstein once more, a special holiday greeting that he sent out before he left us behind on this earth plane.
Hi, this is Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. I want to wish everyone a happy and healthy holiday season.
God bless you, Dr. Eisenstein. We're still here for you. And love to your whole family. Again, phone lines are open if you want to chime in next hour, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. We got lots of cool healing to do, including five foods that could get you to live past 110 years old. Really? Why? Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.